We're calling today's GeoQuiz the case of the missing starfighter. An F-104 starfighter jet is at the heart of this mystery. Actually, it's a half-scale display model of the fighter bomber. When last seen, the model starfighter was parked just outside the Delen Air Base Museum in the Netherlands, but somebody made off with the jet. Not an easy task, given that it weighs about 1,000 pounds. Dutch authorities are looking for the culprits. We're just looking for the nearest Dutch city. It's the capital of Gelderland province, and it's near the river Nederrijn. Perhaps the river provided an escape route for the thieves. Okay, hang tight, because the answer's on our radar screen already. All right, to solve our part of this missing jet mystery, we called up Edwin van Brakel. He's chairman of the Delen Air Base Museum near Arnhem. That's the answer to our quiz, by the way. Arnhem in the Netherlands.
It's a strange case over here in Holland.
So, Mr. van Brakel, this is like the joke about how you find a missing elephant. What went through your head when you looked out the museum window and saw this F-104 gone?
Well, you can imagine when we arrived on Sunday morning, I had to look twice because the last thing you expect is a missing aircraft.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's a fighter jet from the 60s. It has a code on it, D1805, because it was a mock-up made as a Dutch fighter jet during the 60s.
Did you call up the police and report it missing?
We reported on Monday morning, and they looked quite strange at the bureau, I must say.
And did they believe you?
Yes, because on Monday morning it was already in the papers, local papers here, so they already heard about it.
What might have someone had to do to actually steal it?
I must say, I think it's our guess that it has a weight about 500 kilos.
That's about 1,000 pounds,
A length of 10 meters, so we can't imagine anything at all how they transport it across the road anyway. It's far too big. You use a crane, or at least we think about 10, 12 people.
And there's no gas in it, so they couldn't have just fired it up and flown it off the property.
No, it was completely empty. We asked in the media when they returned it, please fill up the tank.
Well, I hope they found the humor, because apparently they left a note.
That's correct, Marco, because when the first shock was passed, I saw a note and which says in English, fly out sometimes and see you next year.
Fly away, see you next year.
Something like that, yes.
So if we look at this missing aircraft as a kidnapping, has anybody asked for a ransom?
No. I didn't even think about that as a kidnap. Maybe it will come, but up to today, tonight, nothing.
What will your museum do, Mr. van Brakel, if the F-104 doesn't come back? You sound like you're kind of taking it all in stride.
Yeah, but... Well, we saw that the paper, it must have been a joke. We hope it is a joke, of course, because it is not... Okay, to be honest, when it is a joke, there's enough trouble in the world, we have to make a laugh about it. But if it is not a joke, we are seriously not happy with it, of course, because it's a part of our collection, and it's quite an imposing gatekeeper. And everybody knew the museum with the fighter jet beside it.
Edwin van Brakel, chairman of the Air Base Museum near the Dutch city of Arnhem in the Netherlands. Thank you very much for speaking with us. We hope you get your plane back.
We hope it as well. Thank you very much.